Hi there, sexy kittens. This is RSVP Talk Lifestyle. I'm your host, Yami, with our gorgeous co-host, Lucky.
Hello, everyone. Nice to see you again.
Thank you guys for tuning in today again from theculturalradio.com. And if you guys are, you know, on the move, definitely download the app, yes. The Culture Radio app. We're on the Apple Store, and for those green bubbled fellas, we are on Google Play.
Oh,
Lucky, it was kind of a little jab. It was kind
the diss, man.
Oh, I still love you guys. We still appreciate you.
iPhone peeps too. You and your apples.
And if you guys want to catch our beautiful faces and gorgeous tits,
of course,
you can log into Facebook and we're there live.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo. So today we have a special guest.
Yes, yes, yes.
It is Dr. Ziggy Fernandez.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a sexologist.
A licensed
sexologist. Yes, a licensed sexologist.
Mm-hmm. And teaches that as well, isn't he? He was a professor, I believe, up in North Carolina, I'm thinking.
Well, we'll see. I'm excited to have a conversation with him, but he'll tune in with us in a little bit here.
Yes, yes.
So how was your weekend, Lucky? Any crazy wild adventures?
You know what? I am so sad to say no. Not even the slightest little lick of trouble, which is really unusual for me because I'm in trouble at least once in the weekend. Yeah. And I got nothing. No. It was terribly lame. And I'll have to make up for it this weekend.
Yes. So mini topic for the day is going to be about soft swap and full swap.
Okay.
So we were kind of discussing this already, and we kind of figured out that I'm kind of a soft swap.
You kind of are. You kind of are. But really, what is the definition of soft swap? As I've heard many definitions of it, what is your definition of soft swap?
Well, I thought, I guess I just never considered myself it because I just naturally am someone who likes to, like, cuddle and play around. I guess I like, okay, so I like edging. I like the tease. I like the chase. You know what I mean?
Right.
So to me, I don't know. I don't consider that soft swap, but I guess it is.
Yeah, it kind of is. I think the whole, like, the spooning and the kissing and the sensual touch and is more the soft swap because it's no penetration. You're not actually getting down and dirty. It's more that
I think you could get down
erotica
and dirty without penetration, though.
You could.
Yes.
You'd be left maybe possibly hurting, but but no, definitely. Soft swap isn't a bad thing either.
Okay, so then full swap is all up everywhere, all the holes.
It's any hole you choose. Any hole you choose.
Any hole of choosing.
Any hole of your choosing, with permission, of course. But I like the idea of cuddling.
Is there a medium swap?
I don't think so.
No intermediate swapping?
No, I
don't think
so.
Not just the tip?
Not even just the tip. I still think that's the whole full swap.
Does that count? I don't think the tip counts.
Does the tip count? Not sure.
Sometimes you get an accidental tip and you're like, oh, mira look.
Oops. Sorry. What was that?
No. Wrong hole.
The wrong hole. Oh, that's too funny. I would hope that they wouldn't go in the wrong hole.
Oh.
But if there is
I don't
a wrong
think it's
hole,
an accident.
No, I don't think it's an accident when they say it is. No, that is 100% false. That they do mean it. They do.
Well, it can get slippery sometimes.
Sometimes.
But I still feel like,
So what do you think, though? Do you think there's a lot of more in the lifestyle, more the culture towards soft swap, or do you think it's more full swap, or even like kind of on that even keel?
I think, well, I don't know. I was talking with you guys. I thought it would build up to a full swap. You know, I guess you can choose what day, you know, you're like, fuck it, I'm gonna go for it. But I figured generally people would probably do, you know, soft swapping
As a start, like as a newbie status type of deal?
Yeah, newbie or newbie into getting to know each other kind of thing.
Okay, gotcha.
Right?
Well, yeah, I guess.
What are you a fan of?
I just jumped right into it. Okay, had a threesome and just let's go.
Full swap.
Yeah, I just went.
Well, no, but that's okay. So full swap is not threesomes though. Full swap is with couples.
You're full swapping. Swap is with couples. Yeah. Right. However, I have heard of people say the threesomes are still considered that soft swap, which I still don't know how, because the guy still getting involved is fucking. So I don't know. But what are your thoughts?
That's
who are soft swappers that could like actually maybe help me out with that answer? I don't know. I would think. But maybe it's just full swap. I'm just the go-getter, and I just went right into full swap, I guess. I'm just like, do or die. It's like Nike, just do it, you know?
Just do it.
Just do it, yes.
I was going to go dirtier with it, but I stopped myself.
Why?
I don't know. It's gone now.
Oh.
It's over.
Okay.
Joke's gone.
All right.
Next
but
time
so
I'm
you're
just
a big cuddler, though, huh?
Oh, God, what is happening right now? You put me on the spot like that.
Well, you started it with the cuddling.
Yeah, I guess I do. If I'm comfortable with the people around me, you know.
Right. So yeah. It's more in the comfort,
like
intimate
levels.
Group levels. Okay, I get you there. So, like, levels.
There's
I've levels
hooked
of
up,
comfort.
Like, I don't know if I've even just grabbed it. Like, I'm guessing full swap would be like, I see you across the room. We're all going to, like, fuck each other's partners, not even care about learning each other's name, right?
So right.
I'm, like, thinking about that as in, like, a single person meeting, like, another, like, a male. And I see him. And I don't think I've met a guy and ever just been like, I'm going to go fuck you. Maybe I have. I don't know.
Maybe in a certain time period that has happened, but you just didn't.
I'm not sure.
Could have happened.
Could have
happened.
You know, it kind of sounds like a drunk Yami kind of thing, but I don't, you know,
I could
not
see that
my
being
thing.
More drunk.
Maybe I should try it. Maybe I should be like, guy across the bar.
There are
well,
things
now,
you should,
like
you should always try everything. There you go. Ooh, that's a sexy thought.
Don't even tell me your name. And, like, experience
this
that.
Stranger.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I've never. Yeah, see, I've never. Oh, I'm kind of intrigued now.
Right? Going to the bar and just meeting a stranger and taking them home, doing the deed, and there you go.
Well, no, you don't want a stranger in your home.
Well, I didn't say take them to your home.
Yeah, not the home.
Not the
like hotel or something.
Yeah. A hotel. You know, you could be 16 again, do the back of the car, as long as
oh
you don't
my.
Get caught nowadays. Nowadays, everyone has cameras on their cell phone, and you can't get caught doing anything. They're just no fun. They take away
so
all that fun.
So what's a fun soft swap or full swap story that you've got for us?
I remember a time where I, you know what? This is, I guess, sometimes the taboo one. One of the best ones I had was the daddy's little girls. And we were misbehaving and we were getting our spankings. And that was fun. But other than that, let me think.
Daddy's little girls. How many girls were there?
Just me and another girl.
Oh, okay.
But daddy said we were bad and, you know, we got our spankings. And
I don't.
Then we got our rewards after.
Is this about sex, or this is really your real daddy? It sounds real disturbing the way you're saying it. It wasn't
let's
even
turn real quick.
No. That's the fantasy play.
Oh, okay.
The fantasy.
I'll go.
Play.
Role I will play. Go now.
Yes. No. We were talking about role playing.
Some guys do not want you to call them daddy.
That is true. No, that is true. But this was kind of like the couple I was with, one of their fantasies, and it was just like, ooh, that kind of, that got sexy really fast.
It's called like a daddy dom.
Yes.
You know, that's different than
absolutely.
Just BDSM.
Absolutely.
Like,
so that was fun. That was probably one of more of my wild nights, and using the crop and some other toys and, you know. That was a good night.
Oh, sorry.
But that was a good night. That was a different, you know, because I think that is, it's one of those more, I don't know, some certain things I still think that people don't want to talk about as being taboo. But that was one of the best role-playing, like, playtimes ever. That was super sexy. If you can get into that, that was super sexy. And I didn't even have to wear the little schoolgirl uniform. Yeah. And what about yours?
One that pops in my head would be probably, you know, a swap that then turned into a double swap. Like it was like we swapped partners and then, you know, it was the guys kind of turned a little bi and then they swapped with us and then us girls were hooking up and the guys were hooking up.
Oh.
You gotta get used to my stories, man. They're probably just gonna get more intense.
Why do they always end with two guys being
together?
But
there was two girls being together too.
And that's a fine story.
And then
but
we
it's,
were
oh,
all
always,
together.
Then you always add like you're like, oh yeah, well all the girls, six girls are having fun. It was like two guys there. Then they hooked up and they start like why every story you do is like that.
That's what I'm into.
Like you turn every man that's with you bi or gay.
No, not every single
not
one.
Not all of them.
Just a some are still in the work.
Or a few. Oh, Cass, your face.
No. I don't know. I think it's probably because I'm so vocal on what I'm into.
You
so
are
what
just
I'm
very,
into comes to me.
No, you're just,
speak
to me,
up.
You're very free. You're just much more freer.
Well, I, you know.
You're a free bird.
Obviously, Cass knows that, like, if anything that I'm involved in, it's going to be some fucking weird ass shit. So be aware, boo.
But it's
don't
great.
Come in if you're
every
not
time,
ready.
Every time you go somewhere, I'll make sure not to be there because I may leave gay or something with your stories.
No, you would no.
No, he'll leave. Yeah.
So have they,
Yami is really you, fun to
have
hang
been,
out with.
So
have,
fun.
She's super
I don't push anybody to do anything.
They,
what,
there's
they,
a reason.
Were they already bi or were they straight?
Dude, I mean, you gotta be bi if you're gonna. No, because I told you that if someone's bi is if they look at a guy and they're like, man, that guy's fucking hot. If you just have an experience, then it's just an experience. So, you know, I don't know if they did it again or did it before.
Could have been that one time.
Yeah.
Experimental thing. Yeah. Well, my bi experimenting was, it just kept going. Was not a one-time thing. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. Some weren't a one-time thing. Did you just say? Let's try to make Cass feel better.
Actually, though, Cass, she is a blast to hang out with. Yummy's a lot of fun. And there's a reason why we call her Yummy Yummy.
I don't do nothing. I'm just twerking in a corner.
You're
with
just
my
twerking
drinks
happily,
in my hand.
But she is so damn sexy, twerking in the corner.
Turning guys out. Turn them all
no,
gay.
Turn themselves out. No. I don't know. Maybe I just have a secret power that I don't know. I have to start working on it.
You just have
it really
an aura.
Just happens.
You have just a sexy aura.
I don't ask
and the
for
drunker
it,
you get
I don't
is
bring
the sexier
it
is just like, hey. It's like, hey, Abby.
I think, yeah. I think it's because I'm, you know, you probably don't find a lot of people that are just like, yeah, let's go do butt stuff. Let's fucking suck some cock together. Let's like do some weird shit. Like,
let's
right,
just
so
suck some cock together with a guy or a girl.
All together. All three of us.
All three sucking.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to take this off my personal page because you know what? I don't want people to think
no,
that.
No, okay.
I'm a shit.
All right. I will not bring up any more bi talk for like one episode.
You know, it's okay to talk about bi. Stop talking
episode.
About. Stop talking about you converting guys.
I don't. You're making it sound like
okay.
I
so
guys.
Every guy that those stories that they were already bi. Never done. They were already bi. They've done bi stuff before. So when they meet you, they're just more open and comfortable with you, right?
Maybe.
Okay. See, I'm okay
some,
with that.
Some.
So you know, see, there you go. You're gonna say it. There you go.
No.
You're gonna say it. There you go. You're gonna say it.
Some.
Oh God, here you go.
Just you know, feel comfortable enough to try it the first time with me.
Oh my God.
And I'm okay with that. I like first. I'll be your first.
There you go. Yeah. See, now you all know where to go if you've had that desire, that secret desire deep, deep down. Come deep, see Yami. She'll bring it right out of you. Inside. She'll bring it right out of you. And she'll watch for free everything. You just go see her. And Cass will not be anywhere near her because he's just like, no. He's like, no.
Like, could you, all right, maybe for fun, but could you, seriously, we're waiting for the doctor to call in now, but could you ever really date a man and really respect him as your man after seeing him get dunked in his booty? I mean, it's one thing for fun. Don't get me wrong.
His butt? Me?
No, a guy. Another guy. Like, could you actually say, this is my man, and I could be with him for a while, you know, after you see him bent over?
I think that would be, like, probably my... if he wants to do that, and that would be great. Yeah, I would love to, like, end up with, like, a bi guy and us literally be like, honey, let's go suck cock together this weekend. And,
there
like,
you
dance
go.
Around. And wear matching outfits. Yes.
Ooh, you gonna put ears and tail on him?
Oh, maybe that's too much. That's just for me.
Oh.
But, I mean, he could be any other animal.
A collar and a leash?
Oh.
And a little crop to boot, just in case he misbehaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm into that vanilla shit anymore.
No, vanilla is
I think I know what I want.
Ooh. Well, I have my 3-girl summer goal, and that's your goal for this summer.
Oh, well.
Well, we got to make it happen before the summer.
What, to find me the perfect bi guy?
Yeah. Oh, I am going to make that my mission.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Maybe. But I do want to enjoy this summer as a single, wild little alley cat.
Right?
Yes.
I love being the... Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
It's going to be fun times. We're going to have fun.
Oh, so fun. And I told you I'm going to be back and forth from Miami all month. So we'll be definitely going to those places out there.
Yes, yes.
We have to set an actual date.
Yes, that would be fun. That would be really fun.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to cause some trouble in Miami.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they will leave knowing our names pretty well down there, too.
Get all the turning on guys from straight to bi.
No, I'll let Yami do her magic there.
They'll be freed from their
yeah, they'll be free, all right.
Societal dreams.
Never be constipated again.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're waiting for this guy to charm in, and I don't know, he was on earlier.
He came on earlier. We did see him.
Let me try again.
Maybe he's having some technical difficulties in Canada.
Yeah, Canada. Maybe
that's where he's from, Canada?
He is from Canada.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't have good internet in Canada.
That's mean, you guys.
I don't know. I don't know much about Canada, except it looks really, really cold, and part of them speak French over in probably Montreal. That's my geography lesson for the day, everybody.
Lifestyle geography lessons.
Lifestyle geography
lessons.
Somewhere
where you can't be naked.
Right?
Dude, I hated being up north this winter because, like, I don't like wearing, like, bras or, like, underwear.
No, just getting naked to take a shower is horrible up north in the freezing cold. It's not just your nips freezing. It's everything freezing.
Yeah, I felt so...
overdressed.
Yes.
Yeah. It's no fun.
I never want to be like that again.
No.
That's a terrible idea.
Although today was rather chilly. I was chilled today. And then I had my cute little nautical outfit on, and it wasn't like a cute little nautical day to be wearing it, but, you know, that was just my choice.
Nautical outfit.
My nautical outfit. I wanted to go to the pool, lay out. Look cute.
Yeah.
Cute maintenance guy over
there. It's
kind of
cold. Was it cold over here? I just got back from Miami, so
it was. It was cold over here. Chilly.
Chilly.
Not too bad, but it wasn't a pool day, unfortunately. Of course not, because it's my day off.
Lucky's luck.
Right? It's Murphy's Law.
Oh, man.
Dr. Ziggy?
I don't know. He
must be having technical issues.
Yeah, because we talked to him earlier. It was beautiful. And now he's not there. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll try to keep getting him on the line and see if we could get him in.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Well, till then.
Well, I got fucked on a sex swing this weekend.
You did?
That was fun.
Ooh.
Those don't come along very often.
No.
Yeah.
The swing looks fun, though.
I was, like, sliding off, though. You got to, you know, because the leather, I don't know.
You had sex on a sex swing?
Yes. That's what you do on those.
Oh.
Not just for the decor.
Right. It, just not to sit and look pretty with your legs spread out. Oh. Nice.
I mean, you could just chill like that.
I guess that'd be a nice view. I guess you could maybe have a toy, be filmed. You know, that'd be a good sex scene. That would. That's.
Yeah, but I kept like sliding off.
Oh.
I don't know. You gotta be soft, soft on the soft motions on the sex swing.
Oh.
Rocking back and forth.
Let's put the camera on you so they can see your emotions as you talking about the sex
swing. Emotions are done now. Wait till the next time.
Like, I never got the point of a sex swing.
What do you mean? Have you ever tried it?
I mean, you know, I've tried everything except for anything by or in my butt. Okay, let me make that clear before I hear it. But I never saw the point of a sex swing. Like it's cool for a while, but for the whole act, I'm not just not into it for the whole act. You know. You know, it takes a lot of upper leg muscle to keep, you know, pumping and all that. You know what I mean?
Oh, well.
You know, I guess because I'm more of an intimate man. So at the end of the day, I like that closeness. But the sex swing is kind of like, I don't know.
Oh, you're a lover.
I'm a lover. I'm a lover.
He's a lover.
Yeah, I'm a lover more than I like that intimate. Like, I like the full, I like the full experience. Rather than just the sexual experience, you know what I mean? I want to connect, you know, sexually, spiritually, emotionally, you know.
Oh my God, that's too much. Thank you.
I want you to leave me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would do. You know what I'm saying? So
gotcha.
That's how I look at it. But you know, I mean, for each his own.
Yeah, I like to fuck.
You know what that happened to me when I was in when I first started having sex, right? Because all I knew was, you know, trying to make love and all that. So I had this one girl, you know, we used to do it all the time. She's like, I love having sex and shit, but can you just fuck me? I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, fuck me. She's like, you're always making love to me, and she's like, that's great and that's beautiful, but I just want you to pound the shit out of me. I'm like,
yes.
Oh, okay.
A girl needs that in life.
So this was my first dirty talk. I was like, you like that? Do you really like that?
What
really?
Well,
pounding her. Pounding. But see, I was unsure at that time. So you know, I'm like. You like that? Is that good? Do you want that faster, like this? Or do you want like?
You were not asking questions.
Yeah, I really was.
You like, really were.
First time, yeah. I was like a teenager, so
oh,
I didn't
okay.
know. I was young. I was like 17, so I didn't know. So I'm like, you like that? Call me names. You like that? Bad girls.
Oh, you guys, I'm not good at dirty talking.
I'm not good at
yeah,
that.
I'm a horrible.
I'm terrible at dirty talk.
Talk to me. So I'm talking love. I'm like. Yeah, I love you. I love you, baby. You're so beautiful.
God, no.
You know, you're such a great person. You take care of our kids, baby. I love you. She's like, what? Like what? Like, you slut? Is that what you want? And then you know when you don't know you take it too far. You fucking nasty bitch. You fucking hold on. Wait. You take it a little too far. Oh, I'm sorry. that take it too far. I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry.
Too far. No, that's good.
I'm gonna fucking take my.
That was good. That was a good level.
That wasn't a bad level.
When you first started slapping booty, and then like when you get intimidated, so you slap it a little bit, like slap it harder. Like, slap harder, then you slap really fucking hard. They're like, what the fuck? Like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You said harder. You know, like I didn't know there was levels to the hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's definitely levels, but yeah,
she builds up that.
Yeah,
you know, she'd be like harder than you should just punch her in the ass, but I think that's too far, probably.
That's just a tad.
Too tad far, but yeah. Yeah, she didn't like it. I was like, yeah, fuck you, bitch. Knocked her. She's like, wait, ow, oh God, oh, like, I gotta go to the hospital. Like, what? But you said you wanted it. or when they say choke you, you really start choking them. I can't believe, like, I thought that you would.
Oh,
you wanted.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
I thought that's what you wanted.
I passed out a couple times.
I thought that's what you wanted.
Well, we do, but again, to a point, there's this that fine line that you just can't cross.
It is a fine line between, like, sexy and then, like, okay.
That hurts, right, you're hurting me.
Like, literally.
Well, I mean, sometimes you just don't know. So, you know, it's red, like, because red, it's like red, they keep saying harder. You're like, okay. And it's like, all right, well, I'm going to go all out there.
And then they lose control and they're just in their own head, so they can't hear you probably.
I'm just saying, if you say harder,
well, I'm going to go hard.
I'm going to go harder.
Hard, right?
I'm going to knock you the hell out. You know what I'm saying?
Wicked hard.
I'm start kicking you in the abdomen like, you like that, right? You into that, right?
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of, like, like wanting it harder, I definitely, it's weird because I'm dealing with, you know, the not having a dom. So it's like now I'm just like, it's nice having nice sex. It's really nice.
But you want that controlling sex, so
nice.
Right?
It's really nice still, but it's like, I feel like this little itch coming.
Right.
So what type of dom do you like? You always the last four shows you say dom. Yeah. What type of dom you like? Like what? Like there's like levels to it, right?
I guess that's like a, that's you a want the dom that's gonna question. Like
you put the dog tag and the dog chain on you, have you walk around on his hands and knees, lick his boots, you know what I'm saying? Kick you in the face and tell you bitch.
Well,
I mean,
if your
what
boots
type
are
of,
clean and they're expensive, then yes, I'll lick your boots.
So like brand new Jordans or something?
No, I mean, I ain't fucking licking no Jordans.
I mean, I'm saying brand new.
Like,
what about
brand
new
Jordans?
It's a Gucci man or something.
I don't know. They still have to be clean shoes.
Yeah, right?
Freshly shined.
Brand
well,
new.
They might not taste
brand
good
new out of the box. There we go. Brand new out of the box. And then I will think about
that. Oh, I don't
know.
I have to think about that question. I've had one dom relationship, and I've been dominated before by different people. So it's
by different
doms. Different.
Okay, but how are they different? Are they all different
so
in their
the
styles
would
of
be,
domness?
Do I prefer dom relationships or just dom sessions?
Oh, well, that's a good question. What do you prefer?
That's true.
I think right now at the point of my life, I just want the sessions.
There you go.
You know, the dom relationships are very like, you are involved 100% mentally.
Yes.
Yeah,
like, oh, yeah.
He runs your life.
That motherfucker says, go to the bathroom and take a picture of your pussy. You better go to the bathroom in the middle of that meeting
and take a picture of that pussy.
If not, you're going to get punished later. You know what I'm saying? Just depends on the day if you want to get punished or not. Sometimes you're still sore from yesterday.
Oh, gotcha. Well, then, yes, there would definitely be days that you don't want to be punished, I guess.
And what are the punishments?
What do you mean, what are the punishments?
What are the punishments?
Oh, like, okay.
What punishments have you had to do?
You know what kind, and it's so simple, but like when they make you count the hits that they're giving you. I don't know why that just like gets you even more in the zone. I don't know, for me. And like, do you know how you that?
I'm going to bring my paddle next week.
Ah! Ooh!
Count it down.
Yeah, there you go.
Count it
we
down.
Will take turns with that paddle.
Yeah,
we're going to take
turns.
You
know, turns. They go harder, and then it, you
yo,
know,
we get
kind
so
of,
many,
like,
we
gasping
get, yo,
for air.
Next week, we are me and Kim are going to BTM-y, and she's going to count it. Our rating's going to go off the roof.
Oh, my
right?
God.
Right?
I don't know if I'm excited or scared or my heart is like, a little hot.
We
right
will
now.
Dominate you. No
gonna,
problem.
We're going to get these ratings.
Yes, we are, right? Tune in
for
next
clout,
week while we dom yummy. Woohoo.
Oh my.
Look at she turned red. Look at
she
that.
She is. She's blushing even.
You guys, I'm vulnerable right now.
I'm sorry.
I'll take all the spankings from anybody.
I take advantage of
We're
that.
We're taking advantage of that. Yes, exactly. I was just thinking that too.
We shout out the RSVP Talk late Lifestyle Late Show.
The Late Show.
Late Show, the After Hours. Oh, my goodness.
RSVP Lifestyle After Hours.
After Hours. That's when we, you know.
That's when it all
put out the stripper pole, and there's just a stripper in the background.
Right.
She's doing beautiful tricks.
You know, the lights come out.
She fits.
Yeah, she fits. Right? Yep. I've been working on this midair split. That's not as easy as they make
That's
it look.
That's right. You do pull tricks.
I do. Yes. I have to.
Yeah, I saw your Instagram.
Did you see? I was messing around on my pole. I was messing around on my pole. I was this morning as well, too. But, yeah, I can climb the whole thing. I can swing around. I can do that little fake little angel-y looking walk around the pole. I can flip upside down, but that's kind of like some days that's harder than others because right now if I had a dress on, I'd probably show you, but my whole inner legs, thighs, and everything look like I was beaten black and blue from poles. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's
so awesome. Some days it's not as easy to be doing those tricks.
I see some of my friends, and you're probably one of those people that are like, oh, look at the trick I could do. And then you guys make it look so, like, graceful and,
you know, like, what, though?
Gorgeous, sexy gazelles.
Yeah, well, I've like, been watching too many of those pole competitions like where I'm just like,
one direction.
Right. Well, there are some girls. Let me tell you, I was watching one pole competition where she was just all the way upside down and holding by one hand. And I was just like, dang, that will take me about 20 years to figure that one out. But yeah, it's not as easy as it looks, though. Sometimes the boys make it look so easy. But, you know, they're the ones with really good upper body strength where I think girls, I don't know, we're a little bit maybe weaker in our upper arms. Not all of us, obviously, but. It takes a while to build up.
Oh, I have strong upper arms.
Hand jobs.
I bet you do. I was just thinking this. Thank you, Cass. Thank you. That was just in my head when she said that, too. I'm like, mm-hmm. I wonder how. Oh, I know. Never mind.
It's a workout.
It really is, but it's a good workout.
Very good.
It's a good workout.
If you do it right, you need soft baby hands. Don't come with the manly hands.
No.
Oh, no. Shaping me everywhere.
No coarse hands. I think that goes for guys, too. Like, okay, here we go back to talking like me. But I like guys that, like, get manicured and pedicured. Yeah, you know, take care of yourself.
Well, there's your hands wrong are
going baby inside. Soft feet, right?
Your hands are going.
Let me not whip out my feet.
Maybe
my feet
your feet are going
baby
inside.
Baby
this shit better be on point.
Right. Of course.
So what, have you had any, like, awkward experiences full swapping? Or soft swapping, I guess, like where you didn't want to soft swap, but the other couple was being lame. I'm sure a lot of people probably feel that way about me.
No, I mean, the only time I can think of.
All that talk.
One time I was with a set of playmates who the female half had her own playmates. Like she'd have a male and she'd have a female playmate and whatnot. And we were with another couple and her male playmate had come with us and they all decided to get a room, and I'm thinking, okay, not interested, maybe not interested, okay, and okay. And then I'm thinking, but this might not turn out the way that, again, that I'm thinking in my head it was going to be. So
I'm
here ding, ding, ding. I'm like, what is the ding, ding, dinging?
Sorry, that was me, sorry.
Like, what the fuck?
I apologize.
But, so, you know, everyone's starting to play, and then, you know, my playmate, for all of a sudden, he just couldn't do anything. I guess he just got shy, which was really very unusual.
Limp penis.
Yeah, and I'm just like, and I'm trying, and I'm trying, and I'm thinking, okay, wifey, you come help me. I don't know what's going on. So she's in the middle of something else, and then so, like, okay. And then, you know, another gentleman's like, you want to? And I'm just like, yeah, not right now. And so then,
stingy.
Oh, well, so no. So then my friend's, the female, her playmate comes over and he's like, you want to play with me? And I was just kind of like, oh, I'm totally not feeling you at all. I'm like, no, I'm good. And he's feeling me up. No, well, no, it just to me, it was like, I was close to her as a friend as well, and to me, this is her playmate.
Oh, yeah.
So the others were more open game, I would think, to me, is being okay.
Well, you're all butt naked?
Versus her.
By that time, we're all naked.
If you butt naked, you might as well hate. When in Rome?
Oh, well, no, it did happen. However,
Oh, she tried to make it seem like she's...
I thought this story was going to go.
I really
way.
Did too.
No,
wow.
I surprised you, didn't I?
Wow.
Yeah, I did surprise
you. So pretty much you saying you took one for the team.
I did. All of a sudden, I'm just
for real though, like
over on the bed like this, and I'm just like,
team sometimes.
And I'm looking at her so like, I'm going to get you back.
Was you faking?
Oh, no, none of that.
Was you faking?
No faking. I would never make someone feel good about themselves.
Maybe until the last few
If you
few
see
minutes,
Kim at a party, like, man, I just don't know. She, man, I'd be like, I don't know if you like it or not. You're a faker.
No, after the last like maybe 10 minutes, I was like, okay, I'll get into this. And it actually didn't turn. It didn't turn out bad. It was just the fact of like I was just kind of like
can't fake her orgasm.
Is she gonna kill me or is she not gonna kill me? Is she gonna kill me? Is she not gonna kill me?
Did you hang out with that guy? Like, or did you guys just meet?
Oh, we got. Hey, okay, ladies, we got him.
Oh, yeah,
hello. He is in. So this is what I'm gonna do.
Hello.
Hold on. Let me. No, that's not it. No. Hold on. I'm going to get him. Okay, hold on. Y'all can keep talking, I guess.
But yeah, so it didn't turn out as horrible as in the beginning I thought it would be. So it was just kind of like, okay, I got into this. All right, just chill. I just needed a couple more shots, and then I was really good. I was just like, hi, what's up? Yeah. So, you know,
Hold on. I'm getting him in right now. Oh, no, that's not it. Hold on.
Cass is having technical difficulties.
No, because he came in late, so.
There's
in the lifestyle. Like,
sometimes
that's what we were
talking
about how newbies
like,
go straight.
And not being drunk, but is having that a little bit of.
Oh, no. But you know when they're, you know, newbies and then they get, like, nervous and then they go from, like, oh, I need to take, like, 10 shots to be comfortable and then they're just a mess.
Yes.
You're talking about that.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to get to that point.
Yeah. You don't want to.
No. I mean, because you still want to be having fun, but know what you're doing.
Don't be sloppy.
Don't be sloppy. Exactly.
Well, give sloppy blowjobs, but don't be sloppy.
There you go.
Yes.
That's a better way to say it. Yes.
All right, sir. Can you hear us? Hold on. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
He is here. We hear him.
Hello, Dr. Ziggy.
Quite an interesting conversation, girls.
We were just filling in the space.
I hate girls.
Oh, it's okay. We're you can call us kittens, whatever.
Kittens. Anything.
Okay, kittens.
Aw, you're nice. So how was your day?
Oh, my day was fine, thank you.
Good.
How was your day?
Good. Pretty great. We've been
good
excited
day.
To meet you.
Yes, excited for the show.
And get to know about your take on the lifestyle, basically.
Yes, so why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your background, your history. We know you are a doctor and a sexologist, but if you could expand on that, that would be
social
wonderful.
Social psychologist.
Yes, social psychologist.
Yes, social psychologist. Everyone forgets about that one because
yeah, that's an important
everybody
one.
Concentrates on sex. Yeah. So sexologist sounds good, but actually, my background in terms of the lifestyle, I've been studying swinging for about 30 years now. I started writing about swinging about 20 years ago. So I've sort of seen swinging from quite different perspectives, and I've looked at I guess what we call the evolution of swinging, which came from the 60s, 70s, and 80s until today. And swinging has changed quite a bit in terms of how people view it, how people approach it. And I thought it was interesting you guys were talking about soft swinging versus hard swinging. They used to have a term called hardcore swingers. And hardcore swingers were people that would meet another couple or, by the way, threesomes are considered swapping as well.
Oh, well, there
okay,
we go.
So there we answer to our question.
Thank you for clearing that up.
And hardcore swingers were people that weren't interested in talking much with the other people. They just wanted to fuck. Oh. No, without any preliminaries, or they really didn't really necessarily wanted to know the other people after the fact. But soft core swinging, and again, I have a problem with terminology, and nowadays we use terminology for everything, which is, I think, quite misleading overall.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm not a fan of labels either.
Soft swinging involved everything except penetration.
Okay.
You also had the voyeur swingers, which were people that would only interact with their own partners and watch other people engage.
Now, I have a quick question. Penetration, sure. Would that be oral penetration as well? Okay. Is that included, hardcore swinging?
Oral doesn't count as penetration.
It's penetrating the mouth? No, I don't know.
For as ridiculous as that may seem, because you're actually penetrating somebody's mouth, at least as a male. Mind you, soft swinging would involve cunnilingus, it would involve fellatio. Mm-hmm. So she does him and he does her, whatever. Would involve either people interacting amongst themselves. I think one of you guys mentioned a lot of touching, a lot of cuddling, a lot of sensuality, which is something that is gone out of swinging as well. I find that people are no longer sensuous, and people don't necessarily engage in a process of seduction. And one of you guys mentioned seduction somewhere along the line.
Yes.
Which somebody seduces somebody else. I think we've lost that art.
It's an art
form. And that's a terrible thing to lose.
I mean, I go to swingers clubs nowadays, and people talk about nothing. Very mundane talks. And at some point, somebody will say, "Well, would you like to go to the back room, or would you like to go upstairs, or whatever?" Mm-hmm. But the seduction process hasn't happened yet, and that may be a product of society the way it is nowadays, because seduction involves touching, and mm-hmm. quite often touching does not involve consent as such. If I run my finger down your arm as I'm talking to you, am I assaulting you or am I seducing you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow that?
Yes, that's true.
And that's something that's gone from swinging as well as that process of seduction. I find a lot of the younger swingers, and by the way, by the younger swingers, I meant the 45 and under crowd, they were so concerned with what the actions may be perceived that nobody makes a move. You know, people stand there and they're waiting for the other person. Okay, you make a move, I'll respond. Well, if two people are waiting for each other to make a move, nothing's going to happen, right?
Very true.
That's true, yes. Right.
Very true.
Anyways, so I've been studying swinging. I've been writing about swinging. I did quite a lot of studies about swinging in the last 25 years or so. And I've been attempting to write a book on swinging for about 15 years now, and I kept putting it off. I did find a publisher that is interested, so I'm working on a book on swinging.
Well, congratulations.
Not about swinging and how to swing, but a book on swinging, the history of swinging, the psychological aspects of swinging, all the things that I think are important that haven't been written about, because nobody really has taken the time. And to be honest, it's really hard to sell a book on swinging to publishers.
We're still kind of taboo,
right,
in society. Yes.
Well,
even though
I think swinging gets confused with polyamory, and they're totally different things.
Can you kind of emphasize on that?
What is the huge difference in it?
Okay. Well, that goes to what we define swinging as. And I suggested to you that's been changing over the years as well. But swinging is a social sexual activity that involves a couple engaging in sexual activity with other couples. Okay? Now, polyamory overall, at its center, really, the concept of an emotional relationship that the individuals engage with. Polyamorous could be could be three people, could be four people, could be five people, depending on the groupings that you sort of come up with. But the sexual is not emphasized, the emotional is emphasized overall. So that's the very general basic distinction.
Everyone
kind of
has their own relationship.
Right.
Okay. And there's a good friend of mine, Ellie Sheff. She's written probably everything that has been written the last 5 years on polyamory. She's a lesbian. She has a girlfriend, and they formed a emotional relationship with some other individuals. Therefore, they consider their group as polyamorists. If that makes sense to you. So yes. That's me. Somebody mentioned I taught for about 25 years. I taught 14 different courses in psychology, from intro psych right down to grad school, and I'm still teaching human sexuality with a twist.
With a twist.
So is the swinger, because you live in Canada, correct?
I live in Canada yes. now. I lived in the States for 25 years up until last year. I moved back home.
Oh, okay, cool. So is it helping your studies out there? Would you say the community is kind of big in Canada?
Well, I am sort of in what I would qualify as semi-retirement. I still teach online. I'm still working on my book. But I still do actually workshops for some of the swingers organizations here in Canada. And I also have a hand with some of the organizations in the States as well.
Very nice. Now, is there a huge difference between swingers here in the United States versus up in Canada? What would be some of those differences, if there is any?
Yeah, there are differences. Now, how can I put this in a way that's presentable?
This is the spot to not be presentable.
Right,
please,
you don't have
on.
To be presentable. No, not this is not the talk show for that.
Believe me, I'm not presentable. I'm one of the most politically correct persons you'll ever find. I like to push the envelope, and I don't believe in the zeitgeist or what everybody else believes. And so, being yes. correct.
Good, we don't our need kind of person. Swingers, yes, swingers. Our kind of person.
Swingers in Canada, and again, this is a generalization, okay? Swingers in Canada, by and large, tend to be much more into the friendship formation with individuals before they move on to the sex.
With okay. a seduction.
Just friendship. Yeah, the people, especially older swingers, tend to get to be more into, well, I want to meet you first, maybe we could have dinner. Maybe we could go to a movie, or maybe we could meet at a club, but we'd like to know who you are. We would like to get to know you intellectually before we fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the kind of girl I am.
That's what I like from my couples. Yes.
Yeah. And one of the things that I find interesting, and again, this is just a personal note, I have never been with a woman sexually that I didn't like. even if it was a one-night stand, there
yeah,
has to be something else more, has to be a connection much more so than I just want to get all over you. And I think that's kind of interesting. So I guess that's the differences between swingers in Canada, swingers in the States. And again, remember, this is a generalization. I'm
right.
not
yeah.
pigeonholing people into anything. I find swingers that I came across in the States, especially in the South, they tended to be much more along the hardcore swingers. They wanted to know you. Hi, how are you? We like you. You look good. Let's fuck.
Right.
And that was always a problem because, I can count on the fingers of my hand how many women have I come across that I would just jump into the sack with. I have to talk to them. I have to know something
yeah,
about them. I
right.
have to like them.
At least one drink.
There's got to be some kind of connection.
Yeah, just
something.
I like cats. And do you like cats? Yeah, we like cats.
We like cats.
All right, let's go.
And I think guys by and large get a really bad rap because the tendency is to think of man as, I'll fuck a hole in the wall as long as it lets me. And I don't think, sure there's guys like that, but I think overall,
there's
it's
women
not really
like that.
The way goes.
Yeah, but there's a small, I think yeah. he's right, though, yeah. a smaller percentage of that. But they're there. They're definitely there. You yeah. have seen it, but yeah.
Now, the other thing is, I did a really, really big study in 2008, 2009, give or take, where I looked at the demographics and attitudes of swingers. And my sample sizes have never been less than 1,500 people, and usually you run between 3,500 to 5,000 people. So it's a large group. Yes, there's surveys, absolutely. Do people lie in surveys? Oh yeah, hell yes. But if you have that number of people, not all of them are lying. So you can get a pretty much a sort of a balance of what people think overall. And one of the things to me that is most interesting, you guys ready for this?
Shoot.
In terms of groups that are politically active, Republicans have the highest majority of swingers.
No. Wait, you know
No
yes.
way, really?
Yes. You know, yeah. yes.
I would not I have thought that. Of that. Like,
and yep. it shocks me every time.
I could see that, though.
It's pretty funny.
And that's something really. That really sort of shocked me, because I thought, really? But then again, it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, you guys live there. I've lived there. I know. People complain about things, but they go behind the scenes. They go and do it anyways.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's true. Very true.
It's like the most homophobic people that you meet are usually afraid that they may be homosexual.
They'll be the ones that I'll be in the room with Yami.
You know, it's crazy. So now you guys ask me questions. What would you like to know?
Well, what you say you're in the process of writing a book. So do you have a name for it already?
Well, I have a name that's sort of running around called The Swinging Paradigm, The Culture of Sex, Love, and Lust.
Okay, cool.
But it's a working title. It's nothing that's written in stone. I've had some people complain about it, and in which case I say, well, if you don't like it, why don't you come up with a better title and I'll consider it.
Oh, yes.
And the thing is that this book covers many, many different aspects of swinging. And I'm just going to give you guys a very quick example here. Okay. I was just going to read you out the titles of chapters so you have an idea what the book's about.
Okay. What's your favorite chapter that you worked on so far?
My favorite chapter, I don't have one. I like all of them.
Oh, good answer. Yes.
I can get very, very involved in things, especially the things I'm doing, because I think they're interesting. So I'm going to run this by you guys, and you tell me what you think. And if you have other suggestions, or anybody else has other suggestions, I'm open. Okay.
And they can go to your page at drziggy.com, right?
Or you can go to, you can go to my page, drziggy.com, or you can go to drziggy@mail.com, which is my email address.
Okay. There we go.
By the way, I don't take requests, okay? Okay, so chapter one is the swinging history and the beginning. There was a wife swapping, or was it? Chapter two would be swingers and their swinging activities. Can I get no satisfaction? chapter three will be the swinging paradigm and the research and blah, 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 blah. But the more interesting is that I have a chapter called Swinging Women and Seduction, in which I look at the role of women in swinging from the beginning until now.
I think they're the core person.
Because the
woman, woman takes the lead, not so much the man.
Right. I mean, I said this at a conference one time, and they wanted to kill me, believe me. I said, you know, swinging has always been one of the contexts in which women are the safest. Because if anybody takes liberties, then whoever the person is, he'll be kicked out, and there'll be 20 guys behind her to beat him up.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Yes, definitely.
The community is definitely very tight.
I have a chapter called Swinging and the Green Monster, which is all about jealousy. Mm. I have a chapter that talks about cuckoldry, dogging, gangbangs, and other fetishisms. I have a chapter on the role of the single male and single female. I have a chapter that makes fun of you guys. Is that okay?
Specifically, or podcasters, or people
in
the lifestyle, the unicorns. There's just so many unicorns.
No, it's called
so many categories.
The New Swingers. Welcome to the Millennials. There's a party out there, and you are invited.
Oh, that's nice. Well, it sounds nice, but he said it's making fun of us. So
it's
wait,
making
I'll take
fun
it back.
Of us.
Now, honestly, and I'm being serious now, there is a difference between the newer swingers and the older swingers. There's a difference in attitudes. There's a difference in how people view swinging overall. And there's no right or wrong. It's just a difference. I mean, we evolve in society. Society evolves. Therefore, swinging is going to evolve as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and now it's probably so much easier with technology, you know, and you could just specifically look what you want, and then boom, it's there.
There was a difference that we noticed from 2000 onwards with the sort of the advent of the internet. And instead of having magazines or newspapers where you had ads for swinging, you now had websites where people were advertising. And that facilitated the communication, and it continues to facilitate the communication, which I think is really interesting overall.
Yeah, but it probably, that's probably where the seduction was lost, I'd say, because you get, you know, I've ran right. some kick groups and DMs, and they'll just be like, looking for height, weight, boom, what right. I want. If you're not this, don't talk to me.
Mm-hmm. You know. Oh, you guys go to swingers clubs, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. One of the things that is missing in swingers clubs is the type of music that allows for seduction. How many really slow songs are there?
I'm a great sexy seduction DJ. But I agree.
But not at the venues.
Yeah,
and that's
not
true.
At the venues, yeah.
That's very true.
And most of the swingers club play club music.
Yeah.
Which is right. Sort of an algorithmic electronic music with a beat.
Right. You yes, know, it's on honestly the strip clubs I think get the music better.
Yeah, sex, for sure. Yeah.
Seduction wise versus you know, the swingers clubs. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe those venues should start hiring the right DJs.
I really think so. I do. Because it seems that all the venues that I've been to in my experience, yeah, it's all club music or the 80s music where it's that genre of the 45 of the 80s and 90s, and it's always that. Or it's that discotheque music, yes. It's not that sexy, I want to fuck music. Basically.
Well, there's a lot of I want to fuck music out there.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
And it doesn't have to necessarily be the same way. I'm a musician. I've been a drummer for 40 years. So I'm very much into rhythms. And what I find is a lot of the rhythms nowadays are, I call them algorithm electronics. The beat's exactly the same. It never changes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you, you know, which is good for getting on the dance floor and dancing and whatever. But does that lead to seduction? Well, maybe for some people it does. I'm not sure. And again, I'm not an old fogey here complaining they don't play my songs. I'm just saying that sex and music are connected.
Yes.
Yes. I always Absolutely. Have to have the right yes. tunes playing when mm-hmm. I'm, you know, in the bedroom.
Absolutely. Same thing when I'm on my stripper pole. I need to have a certain kind of music yeah. and a certain groove, and it's got to be sexy and absolutely.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, like it or not, and some people don't like it, the fact is that the woman through her body movements becomes a seductress. She seduces the man. The man, through his actions of receiving what she's offering, becomes part of the selection of the couple overall. And by the way, by couple, I mean, could be 2, 3, 4 people. I've been in situations where maybe 4 or 5 people are doing it, and everybody became seduced by each other.
Right.
So we tend to think of seduction as only 2 people, not necessarily.
Definitely not.
Well beyond that.
Definitely
okay,
be
so
multi-person.
More questions, girls.
Well, I'm very curious. Well, you said you've been doing this for 25 years. What is the history of it? Like, when did it first? Is there a known start date to swinging? And how has it evolved?
I think it's on his first chapter.
Well, I'm dying to know that first chapter because I'm really interested in the whole, because it has been so taboo for so long, and now all of a sudden it's like, boom, swingers everywhere, swinger clubs everywhere. This is it. This is that.
But it's still pretty taboo, though.
It's and it
like
still
I still
is.
Find myself like preaching the lifestyle out there.
So I mean, I'm really interested in that history.
Well, I'll tell you, it started with the Egyptians.
Really?
Those sexy motherfuckers.
Oh, sure. Right? If you look at the history of sex, which is a course that I teach, the history of sexuality, there have been periods during the history of sexuality in which what we call swinging was basically the way people went about doing things. Now, I know what you're asking me. Nowadays, swinging in the 20th century started sort of in the 1900s with some of the pre-war movements. Then the period of 1919 to 1930, which is called the flapper period, mm-hmm. people were engaging very much in what we do nowadays.
Really?
They used to call them petting parties.
Petting
so
parties.
He went to a party wow. to pet.
Oh, you got it, right?
But the modern swinging started with a place called Sandstone in California in the very early 60s. And it sort of evolved from something that started in the 40s, which became wife swapping. And by about mid-70s, the term wife swapping was sort of changed because the woman would say, "What do you mean wife swapping? Can't we just be husband swapping?"
Yeah.
You know? So women were complaining about the fact that they were being used as property as such. And then the term became swingers, which sort of goes back to a term that was used in England in the mid-60s. And a swinger was somebody that had free sexuality and sort of were carefree and whatnot. And the term has sort of stuck. So really, if you really want to go back, let's say the 60s, it started.
Okay.
Because I only really figured it was the 70s and it was still such a hush-hush thing where they had parties and they were secret parties in the neighborhoods. But from the 20s? Wow. I'm
so
petting parties.
I want to know this whole pineapple thing that's in the swingers community.
Yes.
What is that? I'm a millennial.
The upside down pineapple. It's upside down, don't forget.
Upside down pineapple.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
that sort of was sprung on me about a year ago, and they talked about the pineapple, and I said, no, it was always the apple with a bite taken out of it. That was the symbol of swinging.
Really?
Yeah. And but it looked a lot like the apple symbol. So every time I saw an Apple computer, which I have one, I would say, gee, there's a swingers computer. The pineapple thing started about a year ago or so, from where I understand that somebody says, well, pineapple and to do with the Caribbean and it to do with all these different
parties out there.
Yeah, and
I'm like, upside
there.
Down pineapple, like, first of all, that's like a cake.
Right?
And like, yes. if you put a pineapple upside down, like, it won't stay up. You know, because of the root.
I have no
but
idea.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yes.
It's a he said, she said, along the line kind of thing. Someone heard pineapple, apple, apple bitten apple. No, what? It's pineapple
well, now
upside
they
down.
Have jewelry. Now they have,
yeah,
I was
like
noticing ID jewelry, thinking, oh, well, okay.
Actually, that's
ID.
Been around since the 90s. And every decade or so, they change the jewelry to something else.
Ah, okay.
Which basically gives no consistency. Because, I don't know, man.
It's not the universal symbol.
And there is no universal symbol, really. It would be nice if there was one, actually.
We should have one.
No, we can't do the bitten
apple
anymore.
Why don't you guys come up with one?
I know.
We can't do the bitten apple anymore.
Yeah, we might get sued for that one.
We'll work on it. We'll work on it and we'll let you know. It could be the front cover of your book.
Yes.
Sure. Also, the other thing that's interesting in terms of the lifestyle, if you really want to think about it, the term lifestyle came out of a book that Terry Gold wrote in 2000. Terry Gold was an investigative reporter, and he wrote a book about swinging. But he called it the lifestyle because that's what most people called it. So that's the term sort of stuck, and people call it the lifestyle. Now, what is interesting to me, and let me pose you the question, do you think swinging is a lifestyle?
Yes.
How?
Well, I think using the term just I'm in the lifestyle is very broad because there's different lifestyles.
Yes.
Correct.
You go on Instagram, you put hashtag lifestyle, that everything else but swingers is going to come up.
I think it encompasses a huge amount, not just the word
swingers.
But a
lifestyle, I guess it's like the way you live. That's
right.
Your whole life is revolved around that lifestyle, that you know, you're not just a swinger, like we said earlier, those people that are just swingers behind closed doors.
The hardcore swingers.
The ones that are just hiding, you know. Mm-hmm. I think real lifestylers are people like us who are open, who speak openly about it and aren't ashamed, I would say.
Well,
and remember when I suggested to you that the definition of swinging was a social-sexual process. What really connects swingers everywhere And I've traveled pretty much all over the place. I've been to Asia, I've been to Europe, and met swingers there. One of the things there's a commonality among swinging is the way they think about relationships and about sex. This is it.
Yeah.
Because they are very open about sexuality. They're open about the fact that their relationships are open. Sometimes people call it open relationships, but really the idea that you are sharing something with somebody. It's just not you as a single out there getting laid or whatever, but it's sort of like an adventure and becomes really a lifestyle in the way how you look at the world. There was a fella about 25 years ago, give or take, that owned a large magazine in Canada, Swingers Magazine, and he said to me, he says, if you ever really get into swinging, you'll never think about the world the same way, and most of your vanilla friends will become really boring.
Yes.
That
even if you don't want to participate in the lifestyle, be open to it, you know?
Yes. And it's funny, I've lost a couple of friends by being open by it, too. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's changed their perspective.
And that becomes interesting because I think about conversations. I have friends that come to me and talk about sexual problems that they may be having with no fear of repercussion. I often would say to my students, can you imagine if you go to your neighbor next door and say, gee, man, your wife has got great tits. I said, what do you think would happen?
He probably wouldn't be very happy with you just busting out with that.
Not a good way. Not a good approach.
However, in a swingers context, I can go over to somebody and say that. And he'll go, yeah, man, really, she's got really nice ones, doesn't she?
They'll be like, thanks.
Right? And she'll be like, thank you.
And it becomes almost like an instant connection. Like, I've traveled, as I suggested, different places. And sometimes I'll go online and email or message someone in a swingers website and say, well, I'm coming into your town. Can you tell me something about the town itself? I'm doing this, that, and the other. And people are really, really open. They're open to help you. I'm not calling them to have sex with them. I'm just, there's a connection instantly because you're a swinger.
Yeah, just even talking about the conversation, like, mm-hmm. just excites us. You know? It's just interesting.
It really is.
It's different.
So, different. What else, girls?
Well, we've got a couple more minutes left. Okay. Three more minutes. Do you want to let anybody know anything? I kind of wanted to say, you have this quote. Let me look at it real quick. It's on your page. I'm sure you know it already. That I just fell in love. Hold on here. I can't never remember my password. Life is an irresistible desire to be irresistibly desired. Oh,
yes.
I fell in love with that. Yes, that's just a great quote.
Yes, it really
and
is.
And it's true.
It's very true.
Yeah, where did that? Where did you inspire to come up with that quote?
I don't know. I just came up with it one day for some reason. You know, it just sort of fell out of the sky while I was having a shower.
So
I don't
rude.
Know. But because I kept thinking that, for as much as we spend time we spend in society complaining about other people, the way they look and whatever, or we spend complaining about the way we look, you know, deep inside we like to be desired. Don't we?
Yes,
we do. We really do.
And that's basically a human instinct. It's nothing to do with swinging. It's just that we like to be liked. We don't go around and go, oh, fuck you guys, man. I want everybody to hate me. No, we don't do that. We like to be liked, and we like to be a source of desire. If somebody desires you, I mean, it puts you on a different level altogether. It makes your day, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. Yeah. Yes, it does.
Well, Dr. Ziggy, it was a pleasure meeting you and speaking with you.
Yes, unfortunately, our time is near up.
We would love to get updates about how your book's going. And
yes, definitely.
Hear some more stuff about that. And people can follow you on Instagram, Facebook.
No, I don't do any of those. Facebook.
Just Facebook.
I don't even have a cell phone.
Yet. Oh, okay.
But drziggy.com is my website. Okay. If